The Six Nations kicked off last week, and what an opening weekend we had, with Ireland beating Wales in a hugely physical encounter, England beating Scotland in the Calcutta Cup, and Italy with that shock win over France. The last result really blows the championship wide open and makes this week's game between Ireland and England the possible championship decider. To talk about this a bit more, I'm joined on the line by Jamie Hosey from the Rugby Blog. Good evening, Jamie.
Hi there, good evening.
Jamie, we had some great action last weekend. We really saw how unpredictable the Six Nations are. What performance impressed you the most last weekend?
Oh, I think it has to be Italy's performance. I mean, Ireland and England were excellent in getting their wins, but they were probably both favourites almost. I don't think anyone had even given Italy a chance, really, which was probably unfair, but it was fantastic. It wasn't just the result, but the manner of their victory as well, you know. So I think theirs was definitely a standout performance.
Yeah, Jamie, with no disrespect to Italy, would you agree with the fact that this weekend's game between Ireland and England might be the championship decider?
I think it's looking that way, but then equally, France are a quality team. They're still going to be in it. If Italy do win against Scotland, you know, who knows what might happen? And you can never really write Wales off. But I think most eyes will be on Dublin this weekend. It certainly looks to be between those two for now.
Yeah, firstly, if we look back at Ireland's performance last weekend, should we be genuinely concerned over the second half performance?
No, I think, to be honest, it's encouraging in a way that Wales turned up in the second half and yet Ireland was still able to defend well and get the win. I think it's very easy when you're so far ahead to kind of drop down to 80%, and I think they were probably a bit guilty of that, but I don't think that'll happen if the game of this weekend, as it probably will be, I think they'll put in a full kind of 80-minute performance.
Yeah, Wales last weekend, the stats show that they had 63% of the possession. If Ireland give up that kind of possession stats to England, how will they punish them?
To be honest, I think for England, a lot depends on the selection in the centres, which is creating quite a lot of debate over here this week. Obviously, Billy Twelvetrees has given his debut against Scotland and he took it fantastically well. He's kind of the ball-playing inside centre that England have been looking for. And Brad Barrett is a very solid defender. But Manu Tuilagi is also back this weekend and he's kind of... there's no other player like him in the world game, really. So if he plays, he certainly has the potential to hurt Ireland, no doubt.
And how do you see, with the return of Tuilagi, how do you see the England backs? How do you think they might line up?
To be honest, I think it'll probably be the same with Tuilagi on the bench. I don't think they'll drop Brad Barrett, just because I think O'Driscoll was so fantastic last weekend for Ireland.